Ella Henderson, oh my God, it is so lovely for you to join me on the Hit List again. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. I saw you went home the weekend just gone, and did you have a lovely time? Was it really nice to be back with your family?
Yeah, it was so good, especially like after just releasing the record. It was nice to like see them, celebrate a little bit, be in the countryside. No, it was really, really good. It's such a strange time to release music because you can't really do much but put it out there, and then everything else is kind of via Zoom and from the studio and stuff. So yeah, a bit bizarre, but it was nice to be with like close family and friends.
That's so true, actually, because normally obviously you'd have like a release party or a launch party or whatever, but you're kind of just like, okay, it's out there now, like I'll just go home and see my mum. Like it must be weird.
Hey, you can't knock a good brew with your mum though. That is a celebration in itself.
I was gonna say, that is so true. I was gonna ask, are your parents the kind of parents that like when you go home for the weekend, you know that you're gonna be getting a roast dinner on a Sunday?
Literally, like I wasn't allowed to leave without having a roast just around me.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. I literally saw your pictures. I was like, I bet she had a roast dinner. I just know that she did.
Absolutely. Like me and my partner, we felt absolutely stuffed after we left. I was like, oh my God, I can't eat for this whole week.
Did you take a little doggy bag home?
No, I even did a dessert in. I don't know. There's always room for a dessert though, isn't there? That's like a separate stomach.
I know, it's so weird. It's like you really think you can't fit any more in, like not another roast potato, but then as soon as your mum brings out that trifle, you're like, give it to me. I need it. Oh, bless you. So obviously, congratulations on Dream On Me. Oh my God. It is just like the feel-good banger we absolutely need at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about what the track's about and why did you write it?
Thank you. I've been so excited about releasing this one. It kind of came about, I guess, like mid this summer. I came back to London. Everything was very strange. I couldn't like really see like my best friends, and we had like some of the hottest days of the year, and not being able to socialise and drink and go out. It just felt really weird. So I ended up going into the studio with one of my best mates, Jordan Riley, and was listening to Roger Sanchez's Another Chance. And I was like, what tune this is. And he kind of started stripping the track apart, and I started singing on the mic, and ended up like within like 40 minutes to an hour, we'd written this song. Played it back and I was like, oh my God, I love this. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Roger as well. So like, I was like, this has to be a single. I was like, surely we should try get this out for the summer. And even like Emenike hopped on towards the end and helped me finish it, because I wanted to like change some lyrics and do some vocal production, and he was great with all of that. So it had like such a positive force behind it.
I completely agree. Honestly, especially I feel like at the beginning of like lockdown and stuff, it was kind of a bit of a novelty. So although it wasn't like great times, everyone was kind of like, oh my God, what is this new life? What's going on? And everyone was like adjusting. Whereas I think now everyone's just like fed up, you know? So we absolutely need like Dream On Me to just like dance around our kitchens too.
That's it. That's what this is. This song is literally for my friends and myself to just be able to have a six-man dance along in the kitchen in the living room.
I love that. That's what this is. A party of six in your living room. I absolutely love that. So good. So last time we chatted, you'd filmed the video in lockdown for Take Care of You. And I know your mum and your dad and your brother like all got involved. Have they got involved and been like the production team for this video or not?
No, this one I could actually fortunately get on a set. which was amazing. But I actually did bring my mum to London with me though for it, because I feel like in my video in lockdown, she was like such a like an amazing coordinator. So I was like, okay, do you know what? I want you for this video. So she came on set, and she's just my hype woman. She's like, I mean, literally, that is me in years to come. Everyone says that I'm like spitting image of my mum. So it's really nice having her on set. She gets along with all my team and everything, and it's just another positive energy to have around me.
Oh, that's so lovely. I also really enjoyed the little video you shared to your Twitter of kind of like the writing process. I know we've like touched on this already of Dream On Me, including like a little voice note that you did in your phone, which I loved, because I was like, oh my God, is this how songs are written? Like Ella Henderson songs are written? Like, do you have like all voice notes on your phone where you're like, this could be a potential song and this could be a potential song, and we're like just waiting to hear them at some point?
So funny. I probably have voice notes of like every song that I've released somewhere down the line. I just haven't gone through them all. There's so many. There's random ones of me in the shower, on the loo, everything. I'm always popping up ideas, but like I kind of like went through my phone and remembered I'd obviously like recorded the whole kind of day and clipped it down. And yeah, there was just some, it's very funny. Half of it's just me deciding what I want to order off Deliveroo. And then the rest is Yeah, the rest is kind of like me and me at work.
That is hilarious. And what did you order off Deliveroo? I need to know this.
It was some kind of like Lebanese, like, I think, I'm sure it's called like Julie's or something. Like, I don't know who Julie is, but yeah, she does fantastic Lebanese salads. And every day I'd order like a different one with a different topping with him. And yeah, it's funny because that's somewhere on the voice notes.
I love that. Good old Julie. She doesn't even know that you've got a little voice note of her on her phone. No, like, love Julie, yeah, and her Lebanese salads. What a babe. So good. I also loved the photos of you and your mum in the park and the scary goose that nearly like ate you or whatever. What happened?
Oh my God. Yeah, so that was when, that was literally like the day, I can't remember if that was the day after or the day before my shoot. I think it was the day after. I brought it to London, we did the shoot, and then I had the next morning off, so we went for a little breakfast and went for a walk around the park, and I don't know, spur of the moment, got my mum on my back, and then like we had a little encounter with the geese. Because I came back to my flat and I had so much like gone off food in the cupboards, I was like, oh, I'm gonna throw it all away. But I mean, you probably can't feed geese bad bread, but they enjoyed it, and some of them did. We took them the stuff that had like gone off in my cupboards. That's probably why they ended up chasing me and my mum, to be fair, because it was that rubbish.
It was all like mouldy. Do you know what? That is literally the most relatable thing I've ever heard in my life, because my grandpa, right, he like feeds the birds bread every single morning in his garden, and he always feeds them mouldy bread. And I'm like, Grandpa, they're not going to eat the mouldy bread. But he's like, oh, I don't care, I chuck it out for them anyway. So now I always keep my mouldy loaves of bread for my grandpa. And anyone that ever comes around to my house is like, why have you still got this? And I'm like, oh, it's a long story. Like, I just went, can't be bothered to go there. And also, Ella, I need to ask this. Now, I remember we chatted about this last time. How is your mum's African grey parrot?
He's so good. He's learned so many new things since we last spoke. It's funny. Basically, my mum just shouts my dad's name around the house a lot. So he's always like, Sean? Sean? But he literally imitates my mum. So when he does it, I look around the kitchen for my mum, but it's not. It's the bird. It's really spooky.
That is so weird.
Yeah, and my dad's taught him. My dad loves Match of the Day, so he's taught him like the whole theme tune of that. He whistles that. It's hilarious.
Oh, and then my God.
My mum every morning is like, Sean, do you want a cup of tea? So that's his thing. He goes, do you want a cup of tea? But says it like my mum.
That is the weirdest thing. I honestly don't know how you don't get freaked out by that. I think honestly I'd be like, what is going on? That is, oh my God.
He's such a character. He's also learned how to bark, and because we have dogs as well, and like he's made friends with the dogs and stuff, so it's really interesting. Like, he's learned how to like growl and bark, but he's a bird. So it's, yeah, he's a special little one.
Oh, that is so weird. And what did you decide to call him in the end? Because you were going to call him like Blue?
Yeah, that we stuck with the name Blue because we still don't know whether he's a boy or a girl. So we felt like that was like a unisex name.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God, that is amazing. Please, can you do a video of Blue doing the Match of the Day theme tune? I just want to see it so much.
I will, and I'll upload it and tag you in it.
Amazing. Oh, well, Ella, congratulations on your new single. It's such an absolute tune. Would you like to introduce it on KMFM?
Hey, it's me, Ella Henderson, with my brand new single, Dream On Me, with Roger Sanchez on KMFM.